Blog Talk Radio.
Just breathe. Just breathe. Remember to breathe. Just breathe. All around me.
Greetings and blessings, greetings and blessings, greetings and blessings. You are listening to Transcending Sankofa with Yahshua Elohim as your host by way of BTR. I always have to give that shout out to BTR because if it wasn't for creativity or creation such as BTR, it wouldn't be possible for us as a people to come on live and broadcast spoken word, music, information, education, spirituality. So I'm so grateful and I am very appreciative of that pipeline being opened to humanity as a whole. Transcending Sankofa. Now, last week I spoke in regards to certain faculties of the Tree of Life, the chakras, your tribal beliefs, most of your tribal beliefs, and the things which make up your whole personality from the root of who you are. So what is at the root of who you are? It is your tradition. It is your religion. It's the things in which you were taught to believe. It's the things, ideas that you were groomed into, if you will, to navigate yourself through this place we call the world. And it basically gives you a layout. It provides you a layout of how you need to navigate yourself in this world. But there comes a point in time where you have to transcend that which was given to you in order to have a prosperous life. Now, when I speak of having a prosperous life, I'm not talking about materialistic values. I'm not talking about houses, land, and cars. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about being emotionally healthy and stable enough to live a peaceful and joyful life. It's all internal. So that which is outside of you has no power over you. You have to get to a place and space in your life where the things outside of you, the things that were taught to you, the things that were told to you in order to assist you in believing or creating some kind of value system or belief system, you have to get past all of that. And then how you do that is by letting go. Letting go and embracing the new. But before you even let go, you have to identify what you're letting go. Sometimes we don't know exactly what it is that we need to let go because we cannot identify it. And this is where terms, labels, descriptions, things of that nature, this is where they come into place. Because if you cannot label or identify something in your life that is causing you issues, that is causing you blockage, you cannot begin to move it. You cannot begin to resolve it, obliterate it, uproot it, dismantle it from your life. So what happens is, because you cannot identify it, it's a recurring event. You continue to recreate these experiences over and over again. The same thing. You experience the same person, place, thing, and idea. Now, the faces may change. The framework may change. But it's still the same. It gives you the same reality. It gives you the same thought pattern. It gives you the same feelings, therefore you have the same action. And it's over and over and over again. So what do we do when we cannot identify what it is? Now, when things happen to you in life, be it with a person, place, thing, or an idea, you usually have some type of feeling, a gut feeling that something is off. I don't know what is off, but something is off. Now, for me, when something is off, that's not enough for me. It's not enough to say something is off, let me go the other way. It's not enough for me to say something is off, let me not go down this road. For me, if something is off, I have to identify. I need a description, a label, or something, and assign it to something is off. This is why it's off. I have to find the causation of why. Sometimes in finding why things are off, it's not always comfortable to find what is making things off, or what is making things in your life wobbly, or you find yourself in misalignment with your core values. It's not always easy, and it's not comfortable to find that very thing, simply because it comes from how you were raised, what was taught to you, who told it to you, and those that are very close to you, which is family. This is why it is not comfortable, because in these things, in tribal beliefs, traditions, in your tribal and family unit, you have your strongest attachment. And because those attachments are so strong, it's hard for one to just let it go and walk away. It's so hard. And I'm going to change my word. It's not hard, but it's challenging. It's challenging because it challenges you as a divine being. It challenges you as a divine being. Not as a human being, but a divine being. Because like I mentioned in my last show, thorns are not, wisdom is not without thorns. These are thorns that must be uprooted, plucked up, plucked out, dismantled from the patterns of your thoughts. Because all of these things from the root of who you are has been woven into the patterns of your thoughts, which is what causes you to repeat same situations, places, circumstances, or people, person, places, things, and ideas. It's because it is woven into the patterns of your thoughts. And because it's woven into, it's threaded into the patterns of your thoughts, you can't help but recreate the experience. You can't help but recreate it. So in saying that, you have to be honest with yourself, talk to you the things that were told to you from your family, peers, friends, brothers, sisters, aunts, uncles, mothers and fathers, grandmothers, grandfathers. You have to have the courage to step into your own divinity. And in stepping into your own divinity, you have to cut away those things that no longer serve you, in order for you to walk into the fullness of who you are as a divine being. The interesting thing is that it never gets done. It's never completed. But I tell you this, you will be at so much peace. You will have so much peace in your life. And it's an internal peace. You will be happy. It's an internal happiness, because everything begins within and then it goes out. So if you're happy within and you're at peace within, you can only create peace outside of you, happiness outside of you. Not only that, you are drawn to you, because we have the law of attraction, cause and effect. So if the cause is my internal peace, my internal happiness, I can only draw that unto me. I can only draw it to me, because as divine beings, that's what we do. We create. We create. In order to create, we draw into it. We draw into ourselves the things that need to be created or manifested. So there's actually something I wanted to make very clear here, is that no one has it wrong and no one has it right. Because on the spiritual path, and we are all on the spiritual path, there are no wrongs or right. There's no duality. There's a point where, yes, of course, you have two opposite poles. You have fear and love. But at some point in your life, as you come to the alignment of your own divinity, the two come together to bring about a whole. So when you see a thing, you no longer see the polarities of it, or the duality of it, or the black and white, the right or wrong. You see the oneness in it. You see how you begin to see and understand how things are working together for the good of humanity, for the good of you as the likeness and the image of source energy. So no one is in the wrong. You let everybody off the hook. Whoever is a Christian, that's what they need to be. Whoever is a Muslim, that's what they need to be. Whoever is Hindu, that's what they need to be. However, everybody is where they need to be in order to come into the fulfillment of their own divinity. And there are no judgments there. There are no judgments, because you take counsel from that which is godly. The counsel of that which is godly is within thyself. The kingdom of God is within, not without. It's within. And only by way of prayer, meditation, contemplation, consecration, devotion, can one come to such a space and be able to stand of everything that is going on in the world and say, my God, my God, my God, this is by divine design. And because it is divine, it is a divine design, I have no space or place within myself to say it is right or wrong, because the divine is good. It is good in all that it does. In all that it does. So you're neither this or that, but you're all of that. You're neither broken or whole, but you're whole. You're neither perfect nor imperfect, but you're perfect. You're perfected through the imperfection of conditions, circumstances, situations. But at the end of the day, it's still perfect. It's just a matter of degrees of how perfect you want to be. And that comes from you. You're the one. You're the one that's a divine being. You're the one that gives the validation, the permission to say, it is good. I'm good. I'm good. And because I am good, I render myself effective to my divine power, to my soul power. Therefore, I can't do anything but radiate, give forth. It's neither unconditional or conditional. Conditional. It's just love. It is what it is. What is it? It. You can't define it. You cannot define it. So with that said, I will cut the show, and I will leave you with Layla Hathaway. She is the opening of my show, Breathe, because we all need to breathe sometimes. Perhaps in that breathing, we can see that it is all good. I will leave you with Layla Hathaway. Cherish the day. Cherish the day that you won't go astray. Go astray from what? Yourself. Be blessed. Stay focused. And I say namaste.
Cherish the day. Won't go astray. Won't be afraid. Won't catch me running. You're ruling the way that I'm